Today, the Oregon Federal District Court in Eugene was scheduled to begin trying the case Juliana versus the United States, which seeks a declaration that the federal government violated the plaintiff's constitutional rights by causing dangerous carbon dioxide concentrations in the Earth's atmosphere. The plaintiffs? 21 young people, now between the ages of 11 and 22. The Trump administration is trying to have the case thrown out in contradiction of Oregon-based federal judge Ann Aiken's order. Recently, the Supreme Court issued a stay on the case, citing the cost of litigating it, and in response, young people have taken to the streets in cities across the country, including in Portland.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. My name is Annika Main. I'm a senior at Franklin High School. The speakers you see before you today are all youth. This rally was organized by youth with the support of adults who are proponents of student-led activism. We are not only supporting the 21 plaintiffs who should be in federal court today, we are here to speak up and denounce climate change and our government's lack of action against it. Once Juliana v. U.S. gets into the courts, and it will, I know the change we see will be both immense legally and socially. The unique nature of youth-led activism provides for a greater level of energy and outreach that both shocks and excites the surprising number of adults who doubt the power of young voices. But all of you here today show that there is a strong belief in youth power and climate activism.
That was from a rally this morning at Terry Schrunk Plaza in downtown Portland in support of the federal constitutional rights case Juliana versus the United States. The plaintiffs filed a brief in the case today in hopes of having the Chief Justice let it move forward by the end of the week. KBOO's Jenka Soderberg and Layla Kanan were on the scene and have this report.
So we're here with Catalina, one of the speakers from today's rally. And Catalina, can you tell us what led you to come out today to get involved in this action?
It's just a part of me. Like, part of me just wants people to, I don't know. It's just, it's super important, and people need to know about it.
Well, what do you think about the lawsuit that's going on to call for a stable climate for the future?
I think it's super good, like, for the 21 plaintiffs to, like, actually do that. And it's, like, really good that they're young, too, and, like, that ageism is a big thing, too, because people are like, oh, young people don't know how to do this. They're not fully developed, like, their brain's not fully developed, and, like, they don't know how to understand things like that.
And what would be your message to the Trump administration that's trying to squash this lawsuit?
Why? I'm just like, just why? Why are you trying to do this? They're just trying to pass it by just because they care about money, and they think money's more important than life.
And can you tell us your age and if you're with an organization in your school?
I don't have an organization at my school, but I'm 13 years old and I go to Fabian School.
Great, thank you. Did you have anything? All right. Thank you, Catalina. We're KBOO Community Radio, and could you introduce yourself and your organization, your age, and what brought you out here today?
I'm Solomon Duke from Franklin High School. I'm 17, and I work with Portland Youth Climate Council. I came out here to perform a speech about the importance of climate justice in the Portland Public Schools school curriculum.
And when you talk about climate justice, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to climate activism, but also referring to just knowledge about climate change, how to stop it, what we need to do to make sure this world is heading in the right direction.
How has climate change affected you personally?
It has affected me a lot less than it has affected a lot of other people, because I'm very privileged. But even me, like, we can see the forest fires every summer. As a runner, it affects my running because it's really difficult to run when the air is covered in ash and smoke, and you're not supposed to breathe it, and it makes training much more difficult.
How do you think that the older generation has let down the youth that are coming up today?
For over 50 years, people have known this is a problem, and no one has taken any action to stop it, and that is how they've affected us.
And what would be your message today to the Trump administration that's trying to squash the lawsuit that's going on?
You can try to silence us, but young people especially are finally getting our voices out there. We're going to do what we can to fight Trump and let our voices be heard.
Thank you very much, Solomon, for speaking today. Do you want to talk to Gabriel?
Sure.
Great. So introduce yourself. What's your name and your age and your school and why you're out here today?
Okay, so my name's Naomi and I'm 10. I go to Sunnyside Environmental School where we talk a lot about climate change and the environment and social justice. And I'm out here to support, the environment, basically, because I feel that I have seen the effect of climate change, even though I'm just 10. This has probably been the hottest summer for the longest time in Portland, because like it used to be super rainy almost every day, but now it's late October, and it's barely raining. So, yeah.
So you're seeing the effects of climate change here in Oregon, and what do you think that the future should be like? What do you think that we should do to change things?
I think that what we need to do is we need to cut down on fracking. We need to stop fracking, like I said in my speech, and we need to stop using fossil fuels and natural gas, because even though it says it's natural and it does come from the earth, if we take it out, that shifts the layers of the earth and causes earthquakes. All of that is just really bad for the earth and all the people who live on it. Yeah.
Well, and what is your message for the Trump administration that's trying to squash the lawsuit?
Well, my message for them is that even if you deny it, you know it's real, and all you're doing is stabbing yourself in the back and your future and the future generations of America.
Thank you very much. Anything else you want to add for our listeners?
I just wanted to say that anybody can make a difference, and just because you're a kid or just because you haven't been involved in this stuff doesn't mean you can't be. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Naomi, for speaking with us here on KBOO. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO Community Radio.